When I studied electronics technology in college, my favorite subject was solid-state circuit theory and design. And one of the first things we learned about was something called Ohm's Law. The word Om here isn't the sacred Hindu sound or mantra, such as in Om Mani Padma Hum, although it's spelled the same. Ohm's Law is named after a German physicist, Georg Ohm, who lived in the 19th century. And his law is expressed in the simple formula V equals IR, which is voltage equals current times resistance. I hadn't thought about this equation for many years, but it came to me again during a sitting period, last January session. I was tired, I was sore, and I was hoping the bell would ring soon. And the thought came to me, why am I doing this? It's a valid question, and one which Joko recommended that we look at on occasion, although not to find an answer, but to consider our intentions and our expectations. But for me, oddly enough, what popped into my mind was Ohm's Law. But it took on a different meaning from that of circuit theory. So to relate this to our practice, we can think of voltage as a kind of pressure. It is everything that affects us in our life. In my instance, it was being tired, sore, and wanting the period to end so I could stand up. Wanting and not wanting, liking and not liking, pain, sadness, fear, are among what we might call internal pressures. Having an angry boss, losing our wallet, or getting a flat tire on the way to an appointment are what we might call external pressures. There really is no difference between internal and external, but we tend to see things in this way. The universe presents us with all kinds of voltages, which Buddhism refers to as causes and conditions. They can sometimes be very subtle and hardly noticed, and yet have a profound effect on us. Current can be thought of as the flow of our life. This is how we experience and respond or react to what the universe presents to us, the causes and conditions, the pressures that arise throughout our life. I gave a talk to the San Diego Zen Center group yesterday, and in that talk, I related a story that applies here. It's about the monk who once asked Joshu about consciousness. Joshu's reply was, a ball tossed on rushing water. The monk wasn't satisfied and asked Toshi what Joshu had meant. And Toshi said, moment to moment, non-stop flow. In a way, Joshu and Toshi were telling the monk that time passes and the flow of our life is inevitable. Their advice was not to try and grasp or control it, but to experience and embrace it like that ball on the rushing water. In an electric circuit, a resistor restricts the passage of the current. It hinders the flow, and in doing so, dissipates energy, usually in the form of heat. In our practice, when we create resistance to experiencing our life as it is, our energy is dissipated as the heat of greed, anger, and delusion, what we call the three poisons. And our reaction can be attachment or aversion. We don't create this resistance intentionally. It's a reactive habit, and its source isn't as relevant as when and how it arises. We might say that it is beginningless. Our practice effort is simply to be aware of when resistance arises in this moment. In the example I began with, being sore, tired, and hoping the period would end, is not the resistance that I'm talking about. Achy and tired is just what the experience of that moment was. The resistance was not wanting to be that experience. Being sore and tired is just being sore and tired. Wanting the period to end soon because of that is a wonderful opportunity to become aware of how I am resisting this moment as it is. I've noticed that in situations like this, when the bell rings, I realize that I really could have sat a little longer after all. My discomfort was not due to my feeling sore and tired. It was my resistance to feeling it. Joko said that resistance is understood as the fundamental barrier to practice and liberation. It is not simply a feeling, but a dynamic process of clinging to self and resisting the present moment. Resistance arises from the mind's tendency to create a narrative of separation and control, leading to suffering when reality doesn't conform to expectation. She taught that the path to liberation involves recognizing and working with resistance rather than trying to eliminate it. By acknowledging resistance, observing it without judgment, and returning to the present moment, one can begin to loosen its grip. We might not be able to avoid voltages, the causes and conditions that arise in our life. We can, however, acknowledge and appreciate our resistance to experiencing them. In doing so, we are more able to let the current of our life flow more freely and less hindered by the R in Ohm's Law. Thank you.